Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enigiberry. We're talking with Trinity, the weekend edition. We just want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. We want to thank God for our safe travels. Thank God for allowing us to be safe through the night. Thank God for his protection. And as we go forward in this day, just let him lead and guide us in the way in which we should go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is Melissa. This is Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. This show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, both Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC 28206, and Burlington, 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, NC 27215. Our guest call-in number is area code 347-945-5924. And we just look forward to hearing from you, and you are always able to give us a call, ask any questions that you would like. And this morning, we are talking about different things. We're going to be talking about God's gifts and talents. And we also want to make a mention of our National Recovery Month program that will be held on September the 19th from 10 until 2. Charlotte, North Carolina, at our Trinity Counseling Services location there. It's going to start at 10 o'clock. We have some proclamations that have been written by both the governor and the mayor. We're going to read those, as well as read one that has been written for National Recovery Month from the president. And we are going to have resources available. We're going to have the breast cancer fire truck with the Charlotte Fire Department. We are also going to have Mothers Against Murdered Offspring, who have signed on Smart Start, which is the breathalyzer machine that goes into the vehicle, and learn about that. And other individuals that are welcome to attend. It is all a welcome. It is a free event. We are also going to have a workshop in the afternoon about forgiveness. We're going to release balloons. And we're going to view the video of Anonymous People. If you have not watch that movie, it shares about individuals that are in recovery, the numbers of individuals in recovery, and if we all come together and begin to speak about our recovery, it matters. It will be a great number, upwards of 26 million people. So that is National Recovery Month for the month of September. We also are hosting a contest that will end on September the 12th. What we are doing is posting on our LinkedIn site, as well as our Facebook page, different pictures, and you already guessed where we are with our flyers. The person with the most correct guesses is going to win a gift card. So this morning we are going to read from several scriptures, because we are talking about gifts and talents, and I found it interesting this morning when I was reading. It talks about the different gifts you have, and you just have them, and that you really can't not have those gifts. And so I wanted to read from Matthew, the 25th chapter, starting at the 14th verse. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you have delivered to me 5. Look, I have gained 5 more. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler, over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord, of your Lord." He also who had received 2 talents came and said, "Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more besides them." His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, "Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, as talent was considered as money, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has ten. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be a weeping and a gnashing of teeth. I stopped reading at the 30th verse. Talking about recovery month and individuals in recovery, we have shared about the different addictions and addictive things that people can be addicted to. What ultimately ends up happening is as you grow up, you have different gifts and talents that you have at birth, and then you have the gifts and talents that you receive along the way. And then it says, with the profitable servant, said about him being afraid, he looked to see what was his was taken away. A lot of times when you have individuals in addiction, what I found in practice is as they grow older and begin to experiment with drugs and alcohol, ultimately they become afraid of not having their basic needs, and so they begin to drink and use drugs as a survival mechanism, or they become afraid that their basic needs will not be fulfilled, and they drink and use there, or they are afraid, or they are insecure, which is another form of fear, insecurities, and then they will begin to drink and use because of insecurities. Then they are afraid that they're going to be alone or going to be loners, which means that they are afraid of being alone, so they're not going to be a part of a group, or they may have issues in their family and they don't fit in, they don't feel like, or there may be some fear in not being a part of the family or fear of not having family, and so they drink and use there. Or they may have self-esteem issues because they don't look like everybody else, don't dress like everybody else, don't talk like everybody else, don't play sports like everybody else, and then their esteem is affected, and they are afraid that people are going to tease them. And then you have individuals that are drinking these drugs because they are afraid that they don't know what they are even in the world for. They don't realize their purpose. So like the unprofitable servant or the one that hid their talent, they may be good at the one thing, or they may be good at two things, or they may be good at five things, but because they have those insecurities, because they have those fears, then they hide away their talents, they hide away their gifts, and thereby they what is theirs is often taken away, and through drugs and alcohol, they're taken away through the drugs and the alcohol, because as you drink and as you use, you begin to multiply that and lessen the gifts and talents that you have. So when you're in counseling, one of the methods of counseling that we've mentioned before is the individual has to understand where they are in the whole spectrum of the process of addiction and alcoholism in order to realize the effect that the addiction has had on them. We admit that we're powerless over our addiction and our lives have become unmanageable, exactly how unmanageable these lives are. And then once you discover that, then you make an honest admission, you become open-minded, and you become willing to acknowledge that this is the losses that has happened as a result of your behavior. These are the thoughts that you had. Here are the ways that you felt. Here is where it originates. And let's go back and let's look at what gifts and talents that you had through an assessment and realize the things that you may have lost but you may have retained, so that you don't have them away, so that you don't lose them entirely, so that you will not be cast into out of darkness, and there'll be a weeping in the natural. And there are my husband wants to be a part of the program. So that is the whole process of recovery, is when you make an honest and open-minded and a willing decision. We've mentioned that before, step one being to admit the powerlessness and that lives have become unmanageable. Coming to believe that a power greater than yourself can restore you to sanity, and making a conscious decision to turn your will and life over to the care of God and understand them and saying, one of the steps says admitting shortcomings. And so when you do the work of the moral inventory, it acknowledges the fears that you may have and what may have taken place as far as those fears go that have caused you to drink and use. And then you figure out that what this is what you need to do in order that you can better. And that is the acknowledgement of gifts. And the other scriptures that confirm that, what gifts do you have or what are you good at? Let's look at Romans 12, starting at 3. For I say to the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifting according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Give prophecy. Let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Prophesying is making the mention of the miracles, in which the miracles that individuals that God gives you the wisdom for you to be able to share. In ministry, let us use it in our ministry. As you meet with individuals, as you're sharing with individuals, then you minister to them. Ministry, let he who teaches in teaching, that's self-explanatory. He who exhorting and exhortation is encouraging others, encouraging the word, showing individuals what the word says. He who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. It says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. And so basically what it says, if you've been given your gifts, you may have one or all of those. And if you have those, then there are certain things that you need to do with them. It says you want to be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, and distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. So all of those is giving a description of why you do what you do, how to do it, what thoughts you should have about it, the feelings you should have about it, and the things you should do in order to share with those gifts. And lastly, I had the first as far as the gifts. It says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, have not love, I am nothing. There are individuals who are gifted, but because they're afraid of other people, because they're afraid of what someone may do, they feel like they don't love them, they don't like them, they're not of them, and therefore they don't want to help them or they don't help them. And it says if you have all of these gifts and you understand everything, you have the knowledge, even faith, but you don't have love, God being love, then you are nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. This is from 1 Corinthians 13. We are mentioning gifts. We're talking about how the gifts, because God has appointed these in the church being the world, to be able to teach the apostles, the prophets, miracles, gifts of healing, helping, administration, and varieties of signs. I encourage individuals that as we are in National Recovery Month to look at the things that we've gone through, the things that we are afraid of. Just pray and ask God. And God, we just wanted to thank you. We just want to allow you to use us, allow you to come into our lives and to do what you have us to do as far as our gifts. Again, my name is Melissa Andy Berry. This is Talk with Trinity, the Weekend Edition. You are welcome to join us at our affair. And you can always contact me at melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. And wish everyone a good weekend. Thank you.